Okay. How to get over the red pill rage, right? So I wake up this morning, and, like 3 p.m., that's morning for me, and, I get a message from this fat bitch, right? She's like, bring me some food. Now, I've never met this girl in my life. I don't know her. I don't know anything about her. She messages me on, like, a dating app and says, bring me some food. So my natural response was to say something like, bitch, I hope you choke on a piece of cheesecake and die. That's what I wanted to say, right? But I'm like, you know what? I want to start my day off on a positive note. And I want to feel good today. I don't know. I have shit to do. Like, I'm not going to be a total asshole. So I told her, like, why don't you get on a fucking diet? And then she, like, blocked me on the dating app or whatever. And, you know, it really got me thinking. Now, I don't hate women, per se, because I know how much dumber they are than me. So it's kind of hard to hate a creature that's just so much lower than you, you know, psychologically, intelligence-wise. It's just, it's hard for me. But I started thinking, you know, I don't blame the dudes who hate women. Like, the dudes who just stay in the rage of MGTOW and just hate women forever. I really don't blame them, because there's really nothing to love about modern American women. There's nothing good about them. They don't have a single fucking good quality worth appreciating. Like, there's nothing valuable about them. They are just complete trash. And I know we've beaten this dead horse into the fucking ground, but what I want to talk about in this video, for the guys who care to, is how to sort of get over that red pill rage, and at the very least, how to channel your hatred for women. If I can't convince you to stop hating them, how to channel that hatred into something positive that'll make your life better, right? So, like I said, if you want to stop hating them, one effective strategy to do that is to just realize how vastly inferior they are to you, and how they were raised to be complete useless whores. They weren't taught anything else. For me to hate someone is to admit they're better than me. You know, I don't know why. Whenever I think of that word hatred, I just always remember the scene from Star Wars Episode 3 where Anakin gets his legs and arm chopped off by Obi-Wan, and he's so humiliated that he lost the fight. He's like, I hate you! Like, for me to hate someone, it would have to be someone like Obi-Wan, who's, like, better than me, if I'm Anakin. A woman is not fucking Obi-Wan compared to me, you know? A woman is like a fucking, what are those, like, battle droids? Like, if I'm fucking Yoda, a woman is like a battle droid. You can just, like, one force push, and she's like, gonna fall into a million pieces. So, like, how can you hate a creature that's just vastly inferior to you like that? I don't understand that. If anything, they're more just, like, an annoyance to me. It's like a fucking thorn in my toe or some shit like that. But just remember, guys, when you say, I hate women, you give them more power by saying that. It's okay to look down on them. It's okay to look at them as, like, stupid grown-ass children, because that's what they are for the most part. But to use such a powerful word like hate, I would reserve that for someone who's actually better than you, who you can't beat. That's someone I could see myself maybe hating, but not a fucking grown-ass woman child, you know, who's like 24 years old with the mind of a fucking 3-year-old. I can't hate something like that. I pity it. I'm like, you're a stupid creature. Now, if you can't take that route, if you can't take sort of the higher moral ground or whatever, what you could do is channel that, you know, quote-unquote hatred into, like, a business of some sorts, you know, or into, like, working out, or just something that gives you power. But don't stay stagnant. Turn it into something. Always be building and growing towards something. Don't just harbor that rage and let it consume you. Use that as a fuel, as a fire, to go out and achieve something that's going to at least give you some sort of pleasure or feeling of success in life, whether it's starting a business, whether it's working out, you know, whatever. Just channel it into something a little more constructive. Because we can beat this dead horse into the ground all day. The reality is women are only getting dumber and dumber every 10 years. Every generation of women that is born is vastly more retarded than the generation before it. You know, so there's really no more point in bitching about it. And you know, part of this reason I'm making this video is because I need to hear this myself. You know, when I do videos for you guys, a lot of it is shit I need to hear too. I was in a shitty mood this morning. Well, this afternoon, I guess. And I was like going through a little bit of a, like this fat bitch just pissed me off. And I'm like, you know, what the fuck am I doing, man? I can't waste like an hour or two thinking about this. I need to fucking make moves. Like, I can't just dwell on this shit. My life is short. I need to like go out there and handle my man business. So a lot of this shit is to motivate me as well. Don't think like I don't go through the same shit you guys go through. And don't think I don't get tempted to just hate the fuck out of women either, because they're so easy to hate. You know, it's I find myself struggling sometimes, like, bro, you need to calm down. Like, they're not fucking worth it, because they really do just have a way of getting under your skin, and you really have to just stop yourself. And it doesn't matter how, quote unquote, advanced you become mentally, or superior you become, or the best version of yourself as a man. All of us, myself included, I slip up sometimes, and I catch myself just spending way too much time thinking about something as retarded as like a woman's games or shit test. And I'm like, bro, you need to put that shit behind you and like move forward now. So we all catch ourselves doing it. So, you know, don't beat yourself up for it. But just remember, like, this is a stupid fucking grown-ass child who's never had any pressure put on her to actually be something. See, the reason why men are so awesome and great is because we have the weight of the world on our back 24/7, so it forces us to do this amazing shit. Women have never had to put in any work towards anything, so you get to see the product of what never being held to a standard creates. And it's more of a blessing to be the man than the woman actually, because although we go through more shit, we live much more fulfilling lives. Women lead lives of mediocrity and emptiness and just shallow pleasures that get old after a while, and then you always have to chase the next high, you always have to chase the next instant gratification. That's an incredibly empty fucking life. Men, we do crazy shit, you know, we cure diseases, we build cars, we build planes, we fucking turn into like Navy SEALs and learn how to kill 10 motherfuckers at the same time. Like, that's some fucking crazy shit. Like, when I die, you know, if I become any of those things, I'm gonna be like, dude, that was fucking awesome. Most women, when they die, it's just like, fuck, I fucked 10,000 dudes. I fucking got fatter every year. You know, I didn't do anything. Oh, fuck. You know, it's like, it's mediocrity. So just remember that, you know, by hating them, you're putting them on a pedestal, first of all, which they don't deserve. You know, if I can almost understand hating a man that's better than you, that's just making a clown out of you. That's like, it's understandable. But a fucking woman, like, really, she's not even close to being your equal. And the other point, like I said, I like to hammer these things in so you remember them. Channel that into something that's going to make you stronger and smarter and live a happier, freer life. Don't give it to this stupid fucking child that doesn't even know what they're doing and has just been raised to, you know, play little games because that's all they know how to do. So anyways, that's just the point of it, guys. I hope those were some effective techniques, you know, how to get over the red pill rage.